Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Before we get into things, I want to put a call out. I need people's help. If you are an organization who has volunteer opportunities, I would love to know what those are. We have been asked to present to groups who are looking to do more in the community, and we want to be able to share as many of these volunteer opportunities as possible. So whether you have volunteer opportunities year-round, or maybe there are just one or two times where you've got a big event and you need help, let us know that. We are compiling a calendar to share with these groups, and then we also want to have this resource on hand because different groups like the scout troops, the sports teams, youth groups that need community service, they will reach out to us throughout the year, and so we'd like to be able to refer them to your organization. So shoot us an email. Our email is events@O'FallonChamber.com, and we would love to include those when we're presenting to these groups.
Definitely. So what do you have for us this week?
The Chamber's Salute to Business Award nominations are now open. Each year, the Chamber honors 3 to 4 businesses who have impacted the community either economically or through beautification. To give you an idea of how different the businesses can be, some recent recipients have been Memorial Hospital East, and that was for economic impact, $124 million hospital, right? Plus 2 medical office buildings.
Definitely.
I mean, that's pretty impactful.
For sure.
And then Brad McMillan is a local developer who was honored for his restoration of the historic City Hall building over there in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And then that same year, the Tie-Dyed Iguana earned recognition for a Spirit of the Chamber Award because of their small business, but also they are really involved in our community, so they were very deserving of attention. Mm-hmm. And which awards are given out can vary year to year based on, you know, which businesses achieved what during the past year. So nominations are received, there's a committee that selects the recipients, and then we gather to celebrate those businesses. Anyone can nominate a business, and that includes self-nominations. I mean, you know, nobody knows your business better than you. And we host an awards event. Usually it's a big sit-down luncheon with a catered meal. Hundreds of people attend, but this year we're going rogue.
Oh, boy.
We're going to do something completely different, but it's going to be awesome. And we're not quite ready to announce the details, but I promise it's going to be really good.
Okay.
So that recognition event is scheduled for May 20th. So save the date and stay tuned for details on that. And then I'll link to the business nomination form in the show notes.
I wonder how much I need to pay somebody to nominate the weekly.
Well, you know what? That you could easily get a community service.
I mean, I'm not going to nominate myself because, I mean, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I mean, nudge, nudge, hint, hint, people.
Put it out there.
Exactly.
Manifest what you want, Nicholas.
I mean, I want an award. Darn it. Anyway.
All right, Nick, do you have DJ Airhorn ready?
I mean, I can.
Okay, 2 shout-outs that we want to offer this week. The first is to St. Clair School. Students from St. Clair recently delivered notes of gratitude and encouragement to local businesses. They made personalized cards and then surprised people by hand delivering them. And I think about those who were on the receiving end of this. So, like Carla Smith Behavioral Health, they were one of the groups that were visited. First of all, Carla Smith is a nonprofit, so you know that's really hard work. Mm-hmm. And they're focused on mental health, grief, suicide awareness, and that's also really difficult work. So they're probably going through a really challenging time right now. Mm-hmm. And they were just sitting there in their office doing what they do. And here comes this group of elementary school kids, and they are smiling and energetic, and they just made them a thank you card expressing gratitude for what they do every day. Wow. I mean, I just feel like they had to make their day.
I would think so.
So big shout out to those St. Clair students who thought of others and made a big effort to bring some light to someone else's day. That is a great example for the rest of us to follow.
For sure.
We also want to highlight the O'Fallon Police Department. They were invited to Bloomington last week where they received recognition from Special Olympics of Illinois for the $46,000 they raised in 2021. This designation puts them in the top 7 law enforcement agencies in the state for fundraising. And just as a side note, Troy Police Department is number 5. Ooh. So I feel like there's some healthy competition now for O'Fallon to pull ahead of Troy this year.
Oh, for sure.
The upcoming Polar Plunge on February 26th is their major fundraiser, and they are already on track to break previous records for the plunge. And it has been really fun to see the community come together in ways to get involved in this plunge. I know that at Cariel Junior High, there are two teachers that are caught in a fundraising battle to see who can raise more, and then the loser will get dunked in an ice bath. And then also this year, you can purchase Polar Plunge badges at Global Brew in O'Fallon. They're available for $1 and $5, and they will hang on display with your name at Global Brew to show your support. And then Global Brew also has a trivia night scheduled for February 27th to benefit this year's Polar Plunge team.
Very cool.
And then just as a side note, completely unrelated to the plunge, Global Brew is a fantastic place to host a social event. The Chamber's Leading Group hosts a social event there every year. We easily have 40 to 50 people, and Global Brew is so easy to work with. You can order food from their kitchen, or you can cater with anybody else and they can bring it in. They're just really flexible with their food and beverage options. So I just wanted to give them a plug there. They are top-notch, fantastic.
Neat. Well, speaking of Global Brew, they're also a great place to watch this weekend's Super Bowl.
They sure are. Their Four Hands beers will be available for $4, and then they'll have wing specials all day. First Street Lounge also has wing specials, and that would be another great place to watch the game. And then there were several other local businesses that offered good options for Super Bowl food. So I know Nitro Salsa and Sugar Fire both had nacho bars that you could pre-order. And then Gears at Bike Surgeon had giant subs available. But because this episode drops on Friday, many of the deadlines to order have already passed. But I've made notes to share those Super Bowl specials earlier next year.
There you go. Well, anything else on the schedule?
Well, like we said, Super Bowl is Sunday, and that's actually a week later than usual because the NFL added an extra regular season game to the schedule. And we'll have to see how this plays out because the Monday after Super Bowl is one of the most frequently called off sick days of the year.
Okay.
It has actually earned the designation Super Sick Monday.
I could see that.
And that'll be interesting because Super Sick Monday is also Valentine's Day this year.
Ooh.
So if you're needing last-minute Valentine's Day plans, consider ordering from the Regency Conference Center. They have a wonderful selection of steaks, salmon, and shrimp entrees for carryout. Each one comes with three side dishes of your choice, and then you can add a dessert to that, too. And the deadline to order is tomorrow, Saturday, February 12th, by noon. So if you're listening to this on Friday or early Saturday, you still have time to put your order in for Monday. And that pickup will happen between 4 and 6 on Monday at the Regency. And then one last heads up, the Empty Bowl Luncheon is scheduled for March 2nd this year, and it's going to happen at Gateway Classic Cars. We'll cover this in more detail in a future episode, but just know that it is one of our community's largest social events of the year. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people attend this Empty Bowl Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been, you should consider attending. It's a great event for a great cause. And again, that is March 2nd from 11 until 2 p.m.
It feels like we went from not having many things happening at all to lots of events and things happening around town, and that's great.
Yep.
Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.